You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini, and you are listening to The Deal Farm. On this episode, I want to change it up. We're going to introduce a new format that we're going to try out called The Best Deal Ever. And what we're going to do is about every third or fourth episode, we're going to try to have a guest on that's going to talk about the best deal they've ever done. And whether that's because it was super profitable or because it was super creative and unique, whatever the reason, I think it's inspiring to listen to other people's stories about their successes. I know when I first got started in real estate, having the opportunity to sit down with other investors and just listen to them tell their stories, the different ways that they found deals and got them under contract and the creative ways that they exited out of them and made a lot of money, was so inspiring for me to get started in real estate. And so I figured as part of this 10-minute format, it's the perfect opportunity for someone just to tell a story. Here's a particular deal that I did that went really well. I made a lot of money. And hopefully it gives you some ideas on how to put together deals in the future, how to structure things, maybe exercises or jogs your brain about how you could put something together. So I think to kick it off, this new format, I figured it would make sense for me just to share about my best deal ever and how it came to pass and why it was profitable and how it worked. So let me jump into telling you the story about my best deal ever. It actually came about last year, which is in 2013, and somebody, actually a friend, referred one of his friends to me who was looking to put together a deal that was a boat storage deal. So I live in Atlanta, and north of Atlanta is a lake called Lake Lanier, and there are a bunch of houses on this lake. It's the main recreational lake for the city of Atlanta, and there are a handful of boat marinas, boat and RV storage facilities, and this particular guy had a piece of land that he had secured and was trying to find investors to go in with him to build a boat and RV storage facility. And he had done one before and had some success, that he really wanted somebody to just come in and be a silent partner, you know, make their 10 or 12% interest on the deal. And I sort of vetted it and was interested in it, but then decided I was more interested in finding one for myself. I wanted to be a little bit more involved. I didn't really want to be the passive investor. And so I caught wind of another property farther up the lake, a little bit farther north, that was a potential foreclosure that the bank was holding on to. And it turned out that one of my good friends was actually storing his boat in this facility. And so he didn't even realize that the bank owned it at the time, that it had been in foreclosure. So I actually secured a real estate broker that was in the commercial realm who actually only dealt with storage facilities. We contacted the bank, and I think it was listed for $2.3 million, and we negotiated them. It was already priced right. We negotiated it down a little bit. I think we got it for $2.2 million. But what was unique and interesting about this deal is a couple things. One, that where it was located, it actually qualified for SBA financing. SBA is Small Business Administration financing. And there's certain locations, typically rural locations, that qualify for different types of financing. And this particular facility qualified for that. So we were able to secure financing at 15% down on a fairly large commercial project, which isn't that easy to necessarily find. So that worked out really good for us. I went to a local bank that I had a relationship with and was able to secure the financing that way. Granted, there's nothing super creative and unique about that, but the fact that it did fall into those SBA locations and that we fell into the guidelines and we were able to make the deal work, we were able to buy it with 15% down. Now, when we bought the deal at $2.2 million, the occupancy was at 65%. So there was a good chunk of vacancy still in this boat and RV storage facility. Now, it was interesting because it's in a hot area, but the property management company that had it, I think they were just kind of sitting on it, biding their time, not really doing any marketing, because the other marinas, the other boat and storage facilities around the corner were at 100% occupancy. So we knew something wasn't right. We knew that there was potential to get the occupancy up. The other interesting thing was the person that had owned it before, that had gotten foreclosed on, actually had a mortgage on it for in the mid $4 million, I think $4.5 million. So we knew that, you know, for twice as much, somebody could potentially make the deal work. So buying it for half of what it had a mortgage on before, there was opportunity there. So we bought the facility. Again, it's at 65% occupancy. We talked to the property management company, got a feel for what they were doing. Nice guys. They just weren't really doing much marketing. We fired their little lady that was on their on-premises property manager. We hired a new one. We actually negotiated down the property management where it was a good bit cheaper so that we could chip in and do some of the work ourselves. And within 2 months, we got the occupancy up to 85%, drastically changing the cash flow on the deal. And I'll be honest, it wasn't magic. All we did was put up signs. We started doing Google AdWords. We got an internet presence. We put up bandit signs in the area. I've got a girl, a VA, that just posts ad on Craigslist for me every day. And just a couple of those little things, just simple marketing techniques, and we've got people flooding in the doors. And I think even now, here we are, almost a year later, we're probably going to get to 95% occupancy before the end of the year. And the thing is, it's a cash cow. The other interesting thing that made the deal work for us is after we bought it and we closed on it, we started getting the occupancy up, we approached two other investors who just wanted to be silent partners, who had some IRA, self-directed IRA funds sitting out there. And we asked if they wanted to participate, and they both did. In fact, one of the guys had his boat at that facility as well. One of them was a friend of mine, and they actually bought into the deal. The way that worked out great for us is it actually cashed us out of a good chunk of the money we put up. So you got to figure initially 15% of 2.3 million or 2.2 million. It's a pretty big chunk of change, and we didn't necessarily want to leave it in there if we didn't have to. So by letting these two silent partners buy into the deal, it allowed us to cash out at least some amount of our original upfront investment. And the deal is now getting this thing to cash flow at, you know, at 85-90% occupancy, we still make great money. We've pulled a good chunk of our original cash out. So just here recently, I tell you, one of the things that makes this deal so great is now that we've got the occupancy up, the value of the property is much higher than it was when we bought it. So just here recently, we actually had an offer on the property, had it under contract briefly for $1 million more than what we paid for it. And this is in a year's time. So this is by far, it's the biggest deal I've done. I'm really a single family house kind of guy. I only have a couple commercial properties. But this was a deal I couldn't resist. It was fun to put together. It was definitely, you know, a little bit risky, definitely a higher price point. But here we are a year later. It's spitting off tremendous cash flow. You know, I've got a big chunk of my initial investment back. And while that first deal fell through at almost 3.2 million, we're really not actively marketing. Somebody actually approached us about putting it under contract. So we're not marketing. I'm not even necessarily looking to sell it. But just knowing that I could potentially sell it for $1 million more than I paid for it a year later makes it really, really an intriguing deal, you know, something I'm really proud of, and it feels good to be a part of. And to include a friend on the deal who bought it with me and bring in some silent partners who are doing well on the deal as well always feels good to make other people money. So that's my best deal ever. Hopefully it wasn't too complicated to follow, but definitely something anybody can do. I mean, keep your eyes open. Even commercial deals. Amazingly, getting the financing on the commercial deal was easier than getting a financing on some single family deals. I actually bought a house down in Florida last year as well as a vacation rental, and getting the financing on that conventionally was a lot more involved than getting the financing on this particular commercial deal. So I guess all that said, don't shy away. If you find a commercial deal that makes a lot of sense, where there's a lot of upside potential, talk to some local lenders. See if you can bring in a partner or two. There's always an opportunity to put that financing together. Well, I hope that inspired you to look bigger. Look at the bigger deals. Don't just get stuck in the single family stuff. There is opportunity to buy in commercial as well. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed the new format, the Best Deal Ever episodes. Remember, check us out online at dealfarm.net. If there's a question or topic you want to cover in a future episode, there's a place there to tell us about it. Feel free to check out other real estate deals that other listeners have posted, or if you've got one of your own, you can post it as well. Or download our free ebook, How to Invest in Real Estate. And we will see you on the next episode of The Deal Farm. Take care. Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do five simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number one, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number two, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number three, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number four, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number five, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have a between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all five of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.